Well, we're right in the middle of fair season here in southwest Iowa, and the Pottawatomie County Fair in Avoca is getting underway, and we're going to talk about that this morning. Jill Cadle is with us. She's the county director in the East Pottawatomie County Extension Office, and the Pott County Fair, always a lot of fun as folks gather over at the fairgrounds in Avoca. Jill, how long does it take to process everything for the fair? Is this a full year experience getting ready?
Yes, for the most part, it is a full year experience. We start gearing up in the fall with the 4-H'ers and setting the expectations of what's needed for weigh-ins, the dates, the times, the requirements for the livestock that would come in, the requirements for the static exhibits, and then we kind of coach them throughout the year as to if this is what you would like to bring to fair, these are what the criteria it needs to meet. So.
Well, I know folks have their expectations, and sometimes it's kind of hard to make a lot of changes, but are there some new things this year at the Pottawatomie County Fair?
If you drive onto the grounds, you'll be amazed, Jim. We have a lot of new things. The grounds are looking beautiful. We have a completely renovated sheep and goat barn with all brand new pens for our exhibitors, and the great news is that barn is 100% full. So it's fun. It's exciting. It'll be all new for the exhibitors. We have a lot of new events coming on. Friday night, we're going to have Finding Dixie there for a free band in our under the tent. So it'll just be a lot of fun opportunities for the kids.
Excellent. A lot of good stuff there, too. I know during the pandemic, a lot of things took a hit, and a lot of livestock numbers went down and got really tough during that period of time. And it's tough when you see those things happen, because then you've got to try to build back. It sounds like you've built back pretty well.
Yes. All of our livestock numbers are up, and it's been wonderful to watch and see how that has flown and flourished. And the kids enjoy their projects and keep excelling with it.
Yeah. Are there reasons why the livestock numbers are going up?
I don't know. I think that youth are more interested in the project and continue to excel.
Well, one of the things we've taken a lot of pride with here in the state of Iowa anyway in our local county fairs is we tend to stick more with livestock-based fairs. Some places go with more flash and glitz and rides and, you know, entertainment and things. But the basis for a lot of our county fairs is still the kids, and I think they appreciate that focus.
Yes, I would 150% agree with you there. We want to stay community-oriented. We want the kids to come first, and we want this to be the pride of the county. So everybody can feel welcomed, everybody can feel at home, and everybody can enjoy a wonderful week at the fair.
Excellent. Let's run down a little bit some of those livestock shows that we'll have, some of the different animal shows that we'll have during the fair. Do you know the schedule there?
Yep, off the top of my head, the poultry show will be on Thursday morning. The sheep and goat show will be on Friday morning, with the dog and the rabbit show being Friday afternoon. The beef show will be Saturday morning, and the swine show will wrap up our livestock shows, and that'll be on Sunday morning.
Okay. And I see the premium auction is set for Monday, July 24th at 9 a.m. How's the auction work this year?
So it's a premium auction. We're going to sell the each exhibitor gets to bring two through the ring, and I believe we're going to have a surprise for all the exhibitors this year. And we're going to sell the animals back in the old sale barn.
Okay, very good. Other than that, everything will work pretty much the same.
Everybody will work the same, yep.
All right, very good. Well, Jill, we talked a little bit about how it's pretty much a full year process to get to this point of state fair. It's a lot of work that goes in, 51 works a week for a 1 week fair. But it's worth it to see the fun the kids have and the benefit they get out of doing this. It also is a bigger job than what staff can handle. You've got a lot of volunteers, I know, that help out. You really got to be thankful for those folks.
Yes. This would not be possible without the volunteers of the community, without the volunteer 4-H leaders. The Pottawatomie County Fair Board has spent endless hours And because of those volunteers and their dedication to the community, to the kids, and to making this happen, that's how we keep excelling. And that's how we keep growing, and we're gaining ground. So it's a beautiful thing to see.
Are the 4-H programs thriving right now? Do you have good numbers?
Yes, our numbers keep increasing. It's taking us a few minutes, but it's definitely growing. And we're a small county, but we keep gaining more people.
Well, I know the FFA programs in some of the area schools have been strong and have continued to be strong, too. And a lot of kids are participating in both.
Yes, yes. We have multiple members that are both 4-H and FFA exhibitors, and it's just fun to see them bring their different projects and what they choose to exhibit for 4-H and then what they choose to exhibit for FFA.
You betcha. Well, you mentioned Finding Dixie performing there at the Pottawatomie County Fair. What other entertainment do you have this week?
So we also have on Saturday afternoon, we'll have some side-by-side races at 1 o'clock in the grandstand. Saturday night will be the WMRA Mud Bog races. And Sunday night will be our tractor pull.
Okay. Are those usually pretty well attended?
Yes, yes. We're hoping that the weather will remain as nice as it is today so that we can keep those numbers up. But, yes, every year that our numbers keep growing, and we're expecting a large crowd this year as well.
Good, good. Well, yeah, the weather, the temperatures anyway, have been fairly comfortable. The humidity's been up, but we've seen some of that drop on us here lately too. And I know we appreciate the rain, but it'd be nice to get through fair without too much disruption.
Absolutely. A little, the milder the disruptions, the better off we'll be. So.
Yeah, yeah. Too many people have put in too much time to make all this work. We don't want to see too many disruptions there. So hopefully everything good, everybody has a good time. I saved the best for last, Jill. Got to talk food. We are going to county fair, and when folks go to any fair of any kind, they always expect good food. What can we find?
So Thursday night would be your night to be at the fairgrounds, because we will be having food truck night that night. We'll be crowning our queen and awarding some of our pre-fair event awards. But food truck night, you will have multiple vendors set up on the grounds, and anything from smoked meats to Thai food will be available for purchase.
Very good. And plenty of other food. I know the concession stands are always busy.
Yes, yes, yes. The 4-H concession stand will be available to everyone all week long, as will the Fair Board will have a concession stand as well.
All right, very good. So from sunrise to sunset, you could probably find plenty to do at the Pottawatomie County Fair at the fairgrounds there in Avoca, the newly renovated Pottawatomie County Fairgrounds in Avoca. So look forward to that and some exciting stuff. And coming up this Thursday and Friday also, we'll have some live updates where we'll get a chance to visit with some of the youngsters who are participating at the fair here on KJAN. So we hope you join us here both on AM 1220 and FM 101.1, and also the live streaming video we'll be providing online at KJAN TV on our website, kjan.com. Lots of fun. It's always fun to see the smiles on the kids' faces when they talk about their projects, and I'm sure you agree.
Absolutely, I do.
All right, very good. Jill Cadle has been with us this morning. She's the coordinator at the East Pottawatomie County office and the Pottawatomie County Fair going on in Avoca. Hope you get a chance to enjoy. Jill, thank you so much for the time.
No problem. Thank you.